Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, connectivity's taken place. It's been a busy day for Mr. Tau Kubong, but always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Serame Tau Kubong, Group CEO of Telkom, joining us now on the line. A pleasure to have you and good evening, sir.
Good evening to your listeners.
Fantastic. Great to always speak to you. And I guess some favorable news that we have to share with the markets, hence the long day. It seems as though you've put in a lot of efficiencies into the operations and even disposing some assets in order to streamline your operations. Share a few highlights with us.
Thank you kindly. I think it's been absolutely a good turnaround from the business. I think most important has been the good positive growth in our data-led strategy, led really by our mobile business, which has shown strong service revenue growth, growing ahead of the market at 6.8%, followed strongly by our fiber business, which has also shown positive growth in our NGN business. Underpinning that has been a positive turnaround in our free cash flow, really reflecting that the underlying operations are now returning to positive free cash flow returns. So I think what is really a positive story is that the dark cloud of impairment, which we faced last year, is now behind us, and the business has geared itself up to delivering, I guess, continuous and sustainable returns to the market.
Continuous and sustainable returns are certainly what we're looking for. That also does come with a heightened level of investment that you've made in establishing your network resilience. The 6.1 billion rand that has taken place here. Help us unpack how this contributes to that sustainability and growth you're looking to attain.
So what we did speak about last year was, you know, Telkom positioning itself as an InfraCo, and, you know, in light of that, a significant portion of that investment went into our fiber business and our mobile business. It is reflecting, if you look at the homes passed, we've passed over 1.2 million homes, but equally important is the connectivity rate. We do push the guys quite hard to make sure that it's not just about homes passed, but making sure that we pass the homes at the highest connectivity rate, close to 50%, which is quite high compared to the rest of the market. Equally, if you look at then the returns in the mobile business, reaching now over 20 million subscribers, so entrenching ourselves quite strongly as a number three player. But even more strongly and impressive is the growth in our data business and our data revenue. So we are beginning to sweat those assets, and that is where the significant portion of that 6.1 billion in capital investment has gone to.
I'm keen for us to build up on this, especially because our audience is largely one that focuses, we're consumers, right? But we also work for large corporates and entities. And maybe let's discuss data growth and the unique positioning that you've had to establish, not only for enterprises through BCX and the likes, but data and mobile growth for us as consumers. In terms of price points, managing inflationary pressures, how diverse or different are these businesses in your approach?
Well, I think the key for us is that we are able, having to have the benefit of fiber and both mobile in one stable. And I think that's the key thing of our posture as an InfraCo, that we can punch with both hands in that we can offer to a wide range of subscribers, coming from your lowest levels prepaid data bundles, so from your daily data bundle, or my favorite, which is almost like your weekend Twitter, mm-hmm. or not Twitter, showing my HX bundle, to then a wide range of, from a fiber perspective, your fiber to the home, all the way to the fiber to the business. So we can cover the entire spectrum of the data demand for the customer, not just from the home to the business, to the small to medium business player, and to your day-to-day subscriber, which then means that our data factory has the capacity to cover the entire spectrum of the data demands of the entire country.
Mm-hmm. And that looks to continue to grow persistently. And I'm also intrigued to find out, Mr. Tau Kubong, if this continues to position Telkom as a key competitor in the market, or if you might still be open to talks that took place with a few of your peers in the industry a few months ago. MTN, Rain, maybe a few others?
Well, I think as we've said, the South African market is no different from the rest of the global markets. Consolidation is a natural trend. And for us, the key decision will be what is best for our shareholders, what is best for the company, and of course, what is best in the interest of our customers.
100%. To close off with, I do want to bring this one closer to home for many South Africans, especially on the back of the elections. We know policies by politicians do impact the business environment, but more so also impact the livelihood of our society. From a skills point of view, that now that Telkom has found itself participating very actively in this transition from just a copper business to really being an InfraCo, as you highlighted, a technology platform, I'm keen to understand, for anyone who might be listening, how best we need to view the skills of the future that will be required by a business like Telkom in order to ensure it's sustainable.
I think the key challenge, Telkom has always been leading in investing in the skill set required for ICT, and we continue to do so. And you're absolutely right. The next generation and challenge that we need to invest, particularly for the next growth, 4IR has been spoken about, but it really is the challenges that we face in AI. And Telkom is leading in partnering with leading institutions and universities in investing. Particularly in tertiary institutions, as well as what we're doing with Telkom Foundation, particularly in the higher education, in developing programming such as coding and partnering with coding institutions to ensure that we develop the right skills that is needed, particularly in AI space. So we are always in the forefront of investing in education to make sure that we do have the right skill set required for what the country needs.
100%. Mr. Taukobong, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. I know that you'll be running through many more acronyms in the months and the weeks to come with the Investor Roadshow. So all the best and thanks again for your time this evening, sir.
Thank you for affording us the opportunity.
Thank you. That's Serame Taukobong, the Group CEO of Telkom, unpacking the numbers for us there. And of course, some streamlining that's had to take place. And as you've heard, they've invested in their infrastructure, a competitive InfraCo that they are in South Africa, providing the data needs that you and I have as consumers, but also for the large businesses and entities that we also happen to direct, lead, and work for. Not closing off any conversations regarding a potential acquisition there. So that does provide an interesting perspective, working in the best interest of shareholders, as he said.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.